Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, fellow Christians. I want to go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3. This second epistle, this is Peter speaking. Beloved, I now write unto you in both which I stir up your pure minds by the way of remembrance. We have to be told to remember God's word. We have to be reminded of God's word. We're told to renew our mind with God's word. This world is trying to kill us, destroy us, eat us, devour us, totally annihilate us, because this kingdom is not our kingdom down here. So we're told this, and Peter's reminding them, I'm giving you this word for remembrance, that you might be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lust. What is a scoffer? A scoffer is a mocker. A scoffer is one who takes the truth of God, reverses it, and tries to make it silliness. He's right out of the pit of hell, and I don't even want to know what's waiting for a scoffer. Can you imagine being judged and watching your life played before you? All the times you made fun of God, the one who came to this earth, made fun of the one who hung on a cross, made fun of the one who was conceived of the Holy Ghost, made fun of the one who gave you your existence. Can you imagine that? But we're told that here, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers walking after their own lusts. That's all they're walking after. They're only living by what's in it for me. Selfishness, me, myself, and I. My own concepts of good and evil. Everything about me. My whole life revolves around me. That's what it means when it says walking after their own lusts. It means living for nothing other than themselves. And saying, where is the promise for his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. You know, this is amazing. This is what they were saying when Jesus was around. All right? Think about it. Jesus is healing people. Jesus is bringing people back from the dead. Jesus is going to towns, and the people are just lining up, getting totally healed. The blind are seeing. The deaf can hear and speak. Lazarus gets risen up from the dead, but yet they had God in the flesh, the word of God who became manifested in the flesh, walking amongst them, doing all these incredible miracles. Even Jesus himself was amazed, it said at times. He was amazed at their unbelief. It's amazing how bad unbelief can be. But you know, if the God of this world blinds people's minds, think of that. If your eyes were blinded, no matter what, you would be staggering around. If I dropped you off in the middle of a field, you would have absolutely no idea where you were. You wouldn't know north from south, east from west. You wouldn't know anything if your physical eyes were blinded and you were just dropped off. Well, the same thing goes for your mind. The enemy of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. In other words, they're clueless. They don't know what is going on. They have no idea that they were even created. They have no idea of a heaven and a hell. They have no idea of the reason for the Lamb of God and why actually Jesus died on the cross. They scoff at Adam and Eve. They scoff at Noah. They scoff at all things that the prophets spoke about. Just like they scoffed then, they scoff now. Well, if you're listening to me and you're a Christian, I pray to God that you're not scoffing and you realize this can be over in a heartbeat and you will become part of the obituary, whether it be the next 5 minutes or the next 100 years. It's not my call, but you will be a part of that obituary. And then you will be judged, and your body will go back to the earth, and your soul will go back to its creator, God, to be judged. And here again, I'll read this, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. All right, they're ignorant of God making the earth. They're ignorant of God creating everything. All right? I mean, now things have changed. Society isn't even going towards Darwin anymore. Society's starting to believe we were seeded by aliens. That's what they're starting to teach, that aliens possibly came here and seeded us, seeded the human beings. Well, I tell you what, they're going to be coming up with all kinds of different ideas because they don't want to just admit that we were created by God and that Jesus Christ, nobody else, no other religion, no any other prophet. The prophets from of old, Isaiah, Jeremiah, talked about the one who was coming back, the word of God to save the world, born of a virgin. We're told this, born of a virgin, a miracle. And he had to be born of a virgin. Why? Because mankind could not conceive the Savior. Because the seed of man from the beginning of the loins of Adam were sinful. And we needed the second Adam, conceived of the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, which is part of God, which is God. That's why Jesus and God are the same. The Word of God was conceived by the Holy Ghost in a woman for one reason, to destroy the works of the devil by dying on the cross for our sins and being resurrected on the third day. Yes. This was our Savior, people. And when he does that, you become a new creation in Christ. When you accept it, and a miracle of the rebirth happens in your life, and you get convicted, and you get a pull and a hunger for righteousness, and you want to do things that are righteous now, and you don't want to be sinful, and you feel guilt when you sin, where you used to feel joy and happiness and sensuality, now you feel shame and guilt. That's the beauty of the Holy Ghost working inside of you. But Peter gives us a little insight here about the last days. They're going to go after their own lusts. There's going to be scoffers, all right? And people are going to deny the word of God by saying, hey, everything is the same. Well, even up front, people, nothing is the same. The world is changing every minute. As we speak, sin, hell has enlarged itself. And we're warned this about science, but we're told in Genesis 6:5, and it came to pass when men began to multiply in the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. That was an alien invasion, gang. We read about it in Jude. It's all over the place in Enoch. I mean, it's all over the place. That's basically all they talk about. Was these angels came down, they left their heavenly home, and they bred with the men, they bred with the women. And this was the last straw. This was the last straw, because God the Father knew that his creation, this DNA of his creation, the existence of his creation was being destroyed. So he steps in, and what does he say? And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, For that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. In other words, mankind, God had created man, but now these angels came, disrupted everything. We're talked about in Jude that they've been locked up until the end days. We're talked about in Revelation that they will be locked up until the end days. And when they're loosed, it will literally. I don't know if it'll be exactly like hell on earth, but it will be the closest thing to it. And we're headed in that direction, gang. We are headed in that direction. You know, and we don't know how fast this can take place. Think of all those people. 200,000 people were vaporized with Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And my goodness, that was tic-tac-toe checkers science and technology compared to now. It's not even comparable, gang. You had 200,000 people. get annihilated with just a couple bombs, vaporized off the face of the earth. And this could happen to you. And you'll be walking down the street and a bomb could hit and bang, you'll be vaporized. But the thing is, it goes the same anyway. You could be walking down the street and there could be a heart attack. You could be walking down the street and there could be a stroke. You have to realize every minute you're alive is a blessing. Every single minute when you see a tree or a blade of grass is a blessing. When you see your children or your grandchildren misbehaving or behaving, whatever, it's still a blessing, right? None of this is going to be in hell. Why? Because hell has nothing to do with light. It has nothing to do with life. It's everything opposite God. Absolutely no hope, absolutely no mercy, absolutely no love. This is the place called hell. And God basically will give you over to it. He'll say, you didn't want me? You didn't want me, sir? Well, then I'm going to give you everything you wanted. You didn't appreciate me, sir? Then I'll give you everything you wanted. Go, eternal damnation. Gang, this is how serious it is. All right, we're not talking the Easter Bunny. We're not talking Santa Claus. Jesus Christ is real. And the devils know this. And the devils tremble, we're told in the book of James. Even the devils believe. The unseen forces on many occasions have 100 times more faith than the average human being. But they know the end. They know it's over for them. So they try to seek their salvation through something other than Jesus because it's impossible for them to go to Jesus. This gift of salvation was only given to humans because we were made in the image of God. And this gift of salvation is so precious. The gift that God gave us on the cross is so precious. All right, the gift of being a new creation in Christ is the most precious thing you will ever have. Why? Because it revolves around one thing, your soul. And what does it matter if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul in everything today from this world? Because we're told that the evil is sufficient for the day is going to come after your soul. And if you don't really know what a soul is, I'm going to just even say it's, to a degree, it's your nervous system. It's your thought process. It's who you are. And the things of this world are going to try to choke it out, whether it be money, whether it be children, whether it be disease, whether it be newspaper, whether it be podcast, whatever it might be. Words, 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 for the most part, are going to try to come steal your faith and choke out the word of God. And this is the battle, people. But we've been let in on a mystery in Mark 4. And the word mystery means a secret. It's almost like God coming over to you and whispering in your ear, hey, Jim, all these things of the world are going to try to knock you off. And it's going to be a snare to you, Jim, if you wish to be rich. It will be a snare. I can give you all things, but you better not be bowing down to them. You better not be falling in love with them. And you better be willing to give them up at any time if I come to you and put it on your heart. So these are the things, Lord, that we have. These are the things, fellow Christians, we have to beware of. And remember our predecessors, the Christians that were before us, fed to the lions, we're told, in Hebrews, sawed in half, that we're told. Wandered about, the world wasn't even worthy of them, lived in caves. Don't be a scoffer. Don't be a scoffer. Don't mock. Be a piece of clay ready to come to duty for the Lord Jesus Christ each and every day. And God bless you and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.